24th, 2021. Okay. Call to order the PSPRS local fire board. It is 9:34 on February 24th, 2021. Roll call. The mayor is absent. City manager? Charles Erickson, citizen board member, I'm here. Captain Paul Morales?
Here.
Firefighter Anthony Love?
Here.
Okay. Are there any citizen comments? Seeing none. Approval of minutes. For the January 27th, 2021 local fire board meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, do I have a motion? Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Okay, application for retirement from the deferred retirement option plan drop. Paul Gill.
Paul Gill has elected to retire from the drop and will terminate his employment with the Glendale Fire Department. His last day of employment will be February 28th, 2021. On March 23rd, 2016, the local fire board had approved an application for permanent drop retirement submitted by Paul Gill. He's required to terminate employment with the City of Glendale Fire Department on or before February 28th, 2021. Paul Gill is eligible to retire from the drop and receive a lump sum distribution, and the action requested of the board is to approve the application for retirement from the drop and lump sum distribution for Paul Gill, firefighter.
Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
Motion to approve the application for retirement from the drop and lump sum distribution for Paul Gill, firefighter.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Next item, application for survivor benefits from the Public Safety Personnel Retirement System. Is it Pansy?
Pansy.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Pansy McQuistion is the spouse of deceased Glendale firefighter Carl McQuistion. Carl passed away on January 14, 2021. Pansy McQuistion has submitted an application for survivor's benefits in accordance with Arizona Revised Statute 38-846A. And the action requested of the board is to review and approve the application for survivor's benefits to Pansy McQuistion, spouse of Glendale firefighter Carl McQuistion, deceased.
Any discussion? Seeing none, do I have a motion?
Motion to approve the application for survivor benefits for Candy McQuistion, spouse of Glendale firefighter Carl McQuistion.
Do I have a second?
Aye, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Do I have a motion to go into executive session for discussion or consideration of records exempt by law from public inspection and discussion, consultation for legal advice with the board's attorney?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Consideration and vote on executive session items. Do I have a motion regarding our 13 new fire personnel? I think it can be as one, but it has to have all the names.
If the motion includes all 13 names,
right? Yeah, so all the 13 names have to be read into the
motion.
Yeah,
correct.
All motion to accept the applicants for membership to the PSPRS with any pre-existing conditions noted on medical evaluation. Taylor, Murdovec, Elvis, Falcon, Tony Lee, Strat Williams, Antonio to the mayor.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
All.
Chair, yes. Because we're bringing the whole army to voting no, it's because of money and education. So I don't know if we want to pull that separately or just accept my no as a no.
If it's, or maybe we leave that individual out of the motion and do that one separately, Chair.
Which one are we? We've got a motion already on the floor, which.
No. Amend the motion to remove that one.
Okay.
I don't know if he's still looking for it.
Yeah, it's William Stratton, application four.
Is there a reason for?
Yeah. I'll use it to back on. They don't want to abuse tobacco and quit. This one will continue to use.
Okay. Do you want to offer a amendment to the table that particular individual? Because we have a motion on the floor, we'll have to have an amendment to the motion to take that particular person out. Okay, do I have a second? Okay, do not have a second, so we will move on with the original motion, so.
Any further discussion about the motion on the table?
Any more discussion or?
Will this member using tobacco, cancer was on the PSPRS thing, is this one of those separate areas as far as the way it works? We're voting on PSPRS enter into the pension system. Cancer presumptive, that's a separate entity. So, for example, if he works 20 years, he has cancer, lung cancer, he wrote on his initial application, and he used tobacco, that would kind of exempt him from cancer presumptive, which is a separate entity of the PSPRS pension system. Can you clarify that or add a little more to that?
I'll speak up.
Well, and again, it depends on what the legislation, what is in the bill. If there's a bill that's presumptive, that just encompasses all those cancers without any caveats to that. Again, it just depends on what's in the bill. Based on what's in the bill today, I think that would be excluded, but that could change.
I'd like to comment that actually the use of tobacco is limited in the current PSPRS presumptive cancer legislation to respiratory, but there is a direct link to other non-respiratory cancers in the use of chewing tobacco. That wouldn't be then protected under that exclusion.
So maybe if I can answer your question. So the purpose of this process is almost a ministerial function of the board. So these are new employees to the city. So your function is to designate those pre-existing conditions that are noted on the medical form in order to prevent, if down the road there is an application for accidental disability, and that was something that was a pre-existing condition. So the whole purpose is to protect the system from future claims when something was a pre-existing condition.
And you're talking just pre-existing condition, not social history.
Now, I have a quick question. It's not listed under pre-existing condition.
Right, because it's not a condition.
So Right, so I believe it's just those pre-existing conditions, which would be a bar to a future claim for X amount.
So our authority of the board is to vote on the pre-existing conditions entering into the PSPRS system, is what you're saying?
Right.
So you're saying social history is irrelevant?
So I haven't looked at that issue before, so, you know, the statute clearly wants the board to figure out what those pre-existing conditions are for the purpose of protecting the system for future claims.
Okay, but just the pre-existing conditions?
Right, the pre-existing conditions.
Okay.
So that should be added to the pre-existing conditions or not?
No.
No, I don't think that's in the statute.
Okay.
No further discussion.
And I can look into that in the future if that's something.
Thank you. I'm just trying to distinguish the two. Thank you.
Okay, so we have our motion. We've had a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Oh, excuse me. All opposed? City manager is opposed. Motion carries. Okay. Any board comments or suggestions? Seeing none. The next regular meeting of the Public Safety Personnel Retirement System Local Fire Board will be held on March 24, 2021 at 9:30 a.m. in the HR training room located at 5850 West Glendale Avenue, Glendale, Arizona, 85301. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We are adjourned at 9:49.